Welcome to Real Estate and You. We've got some insurance info. We've got Selena with us, and we're going to tell you some ways to save some money and some things to look for in insurance needs. Hi, Selena.
Hi, Scott. How are you?
You know, we've been talking, and I personally got to experience what the storm damage can do to your property if you're not prepared. But you were talking some of our neighborhoods, towns right next to us. You're familiar with that. So I guess the big wind and is it hail? Would they have hail too there?
Oh, yes.
Wind?
Yes.
Well, kind of give us an update what happened and what process they had to go through and how you helped them.
Well, looking at all the storms in Wiley just recently.
How far is Wiley from here?
Is it in the Dallas-Fort Worth area?
Yeah. So it's three hours?
Yeah, somewhere like that. Okay, so that's not really too far from where we are.
No.
Okay, so, who's to say that next week we might have one of those disasters happen in our area. So what do we want to do? We want to make sure that we're properly insured. Do we have enough coverage? Do we even have coverage? Some people just take it for granted. Oh, I don't need insurance, because stuff like that's not going to happen to me. You're in our area. Wrong. People are so surprised when we do have weather of this type that we're not used to. But I think in San Angelo, we should be prepared at all times because we do have bad weather.
Well, and this is the time of year, typically, if we're going to have our hailstorms, and folks, and Slings Road, we can have a beautiful day, and the next day we can have literally golf ball size hail come down in our town.
Exactly. It's like when I moved here in 2001, I was so surprised because every weekend that I came over here to look at a house, it was rainy. And I thought, man, San Angelo gets a lot of rain. So I asked my realtor, I was like, my God, he said, Selena, it really doesn't rain a whole lot. I was like, oh, yes, it does. Every weekend I come, he goes, well, you need to start coming every weekend. Don't find a house. And looking at the weather, it would say 90% chance of rain and we wouldn't get anything.
Okay, then, I was not her realtor at that time that said, don't buy a house.
And well, because we needed the rain.
Yes, I'm agreeing with you.
We really needed the rain.
And still come every weekend and just stay and bring the rain with you.
Yeah, and then you would have 10% chance of rain, and we would actually get rain. So I was really confused when I moved to San Angelo. So see, sometimes you just need to be careful and not, the weathers can change from one minute to another, and we can't always really depend on the weather person,
well,
I feel.
Well, you know the saying in San Angelo, or in Texas, if you don't like the weather, wait 10 minutes, it'll change.
Oh, yes.
And that's exactly what happens, mm-hmm. too.
Yeah. The thing I'd like to talk about, according to the CBS News, I was reading, since January, there have been 188 hailstorms across Texas compared to 82 last year. So we're looking at, more than half of storms. This year, 30 storms have produced up to 2-inch pieces of hail. Wow, that's a lot of damage. On March 15, the storm caused $600 million in damage. 8 days later, another storm added $700 million to the total. So that's a lot. So what do we need to do to make sure that we're covered, if a storm comes through and pounds our town? Okay.
That's a very good question.
Yeah, exactly.
And you know what, folks, I'm going to tell you this, and I've been doing this for a little over 30 years. And it's not if we're going to have a hailstorm in San Angelo. It's when.
Right.
So when she's telling you this, the lady's giving you good advice, it's not an if. It's a when we're going to have it. So be prepared. Give us some good info.
Yeah, sure. Okay. Well, you want to prepare for severe natural disasters. Okay. You want to make sure that you examine your property before.
Let's stop right there. Let me tell you how important what you're saying, Selena. And mm-hmm. We've talked about this a lot. And I know y'all do an excellent job of it. Folks, and I don't care who you use. If you use anybody, whatever it is, they need to go check that property out, right?
Exactly.
Because here's why. Because you say, well, my inspector said it was fine, or my Bubba friend said it was good. Here's the deal. If the insurance company you're using goes out there and they check it, if Selena sends her guy out there, I'm pretty sure I don't see her dressed as cute as she is climbing up on a ladder or climbing on the roof. So I'm going to say you're going to have somebody that does that for you.
Yes.
And they're going to go say, okay, we're good. That means we're going to insure the roof. That means when you had this problem, they're going to say, nope, this didn't exist before this problem. We know because we checked it. So the first thing right off the bat she's giving you is probably one of the most important I can think of in the real estate world to do with your insurance company.
Yes, exactly. Because, we've seen this happen several times. And I have. I just started in October. Now, I've already seen it several times when people will purchase a property. The insurance company that they selected come in a month or two later. And lo and behold, the roof is not insurable. Okay, so what's going to happen now?
They cancel them.
Okay.
It's a bad deal.
Okay. So either that or they're going to exclude them. So now the new property owner, which may have already spent all their money on remodeling, new furniture, they're excited on their new house, and now they're stuck with a maybe $10,000 bill to put in a new roof so their insurance will cover it.
Bad, bad, bad.
Bad. It is. It is. And it's really, really sad because I have seen it several times, and that's something we don't want happen to a new home buyer. We want to make sure that their property is insurable.
Absolutely. And there's no question. If you do what she's telling you to do right now, if anything happens, you're going to go, well, Miss Insurance Lady, didn't your guy check it out before I bought the home? And they're going to say, yes. And you say, I don't understand the problem because you don't have one.
Mm-hmm.
The insurance company will have, that's why they're an insurance company. That's their problem, right?
Right, right. And a lot of people get confused. Well, the inspector checked the house, mm-hmm. and the inspector's not there to see if your home is insurable. They're not there for that reason. So a lot of people get those two confused. They think, well, the inspector, my house passed the inspection and everything, so they think everything is good, but not for insurance purposes.
You should correct me on this one. I'm going to say all insurance companies aren't the same either, as far as what they want or what they don't want.
No, they're not.
So whatever company you want to make sure you fit their needs. I guess is the right way to say
exactly.
it.
Exactly. You want to catch it before, not after.
On anything, but you for sure on this.
Yes.
Insurance is one of those deals. You don't get to buy life insurance after you die. You don't get to buy health insurance after you're in the hospital. This is why you buy it. And people, even our home warranties, they go, well, can I buy it now? I go, you just told me your heart water heater was broken. No, that's not how insurance works.
No.
Insurance is to insure the future.
Exactly.
So you're doing great. Keep going, man. We got our roofs. And in San Angelo, you're going to have a roof issue.
Oh, yes.
Just win.
Yes.
Okay, well, what about the rest of the house, the exterior? I know when the hail hits, especially if you have like a wood siding or stuff like that.
Okay, and that's something too. Let's kind of try to prepare just in case, okay? If you have a roof that may be leaking a little bit, okay? You haven't had the opportunity to fix it or anything like that. Put a tarp over it until you can get it fixed, okay? If you may have a broken window, cracked window or something, try to take care to prevent any more damage if a storm comes through and you haven't had the opportunity to fix it, okay? Trampolines. These people ask, what's the big deal about trampolines?
Oh, God, that's...
you know, and really, I never really thought anything about trampolines until I started working for insurance. Well, there is a big deal. Because if you have high winds coming through, you may not have a tornado or something, but you have a high wind come through, whatever, and it blows your trampoline over to the next door neighbors and busts their window, whatever, you're liable, okay? You want to make sure those trampolines are... anchored down for the safety of you and your neighbors and the surrounding area as well. For example, if you do know that there's a storm coming through and everything, make sure you secure the furniture that you may have outside. Bring it inside, okay? You don't want that to be a potential danger to your home, yourself, your vehicle. Bring those items in, away. I mean, it's not going to take but a few minutes to bring in your furniture, your patio furniture, bikes, or stuff that you have inside, and then just bring them back out after the storm. No big deal. But a lot of people don't think about things like that.